Hi, this is Dr. Peter Borton with your guided meditation for stillness. In this meditation, you're going to make contact with the stillness that's always here and always available to you. So please sit comfortably and close your eyes. Now, stillness isn't a quality that's only revealed when there's no noise or movement. All of the noise and movement in our minds and bodies and surroundings are simply layered on top of the stillness. Even in the midst of great chaos, the stillness is still here. It's the peaceful, still truth that's ever present. Ideally, we want you to learn to access this stillness in any moment, regardless of what's going on. But to start, it's easier for you to get a sense of this stillness if you sit down, if you close your eyes, and maybe do a few things to let go of the state of arousal that you're currently carrying around. So to begin, imagine that there's a giant pair of hands, benevolent, loving hands, above your head, and they're cupped together to make a bowl. And this bowl is filled with the most calming, healing substance. It's in the form of warm, golden oil. And the oil's at perfect body temperature, and it's a bit thick, like honey. Now imagine that the hands part just a bit to let a wide stream of this golden oil pour down, and it lands on the very top of your head and begins to run over the whole surface of your head, over your eyes and face and ears and down your neck. And as it pours over your head like a delicious shower, imagine that you're able to open up the top of your head and let it in. And the warm stream of oil pours right into your skull, and it bathes and soothes your brain. And it bathes the inside of your face, and it releases any tension in your face and your jaw and teeth and tongue. And any tension in your whole head is dissolved. And then the oil runs down your neck and throat and spinal cord, and it immerses your lungs and your heart and your upper back and chest, bathing them lovingly, healing them completely, erasing any tension or pain. And it runs through your shoulders and down your arms to your hands and fingers, completely soothing any tension as it goes, and totally relaxing these limbs. And as the oil continues to seep down into your torso, it fills and restores your digestive tract, your liver and spleen and pancreas and kidneys and intestines and bladder and reproductive organs, and your mid-back and your lower back. All these parts of you are immersed in this oil as it sinks down, and it takes any trauma or pain or negativity or disease or inflammation along with it. And the oil continues to sink down, and it fills up your pelvic bowl, and then it pours into your hips and buttocks and runs down through your thighs and your knees, and your lower legs, and your feet, soothing, releasing, and healing everything as it goes. And the oil penetrates into all of your bones, your whole skeleton, and it fills all your vessels and nerves throughout your body, and it saturates all your skin, all your muscles, and even your soul. And as the oil runs through you freely now, from the very top of your head to the soles of your feet, it just sweeps along and takes away anything that isn't healthy and loving with it. And any noise that remains in your internal experience in the form of thoughts or resistance or pain or fear or anything else that disturbs your inner peace, it's all swept away by this stream of healing liquid. And now perhaps you're a bit more ready to be in stillness. If any thoughts come up, just ignore them rather than following them. The thoughts will just keep on going without any effort from you. So the real choice is whether or not you'll engage with them. Imagine that your stream of thoughts, which so often occupies the space that's right at the forefront of your consciousness, is instead sinking away from you, almost as if it's a noisy river that's in front of you, but it's now dropping down lower and lower, as if it's forming a canyon. And there's your stream of thoughts, 10 feet down, and then 50 feet below, and then 100 feet below, and then 1,000 feet below, and then miles below, like a blue thread at the bottom of a grand canyon, and you're still standing at the top. Now please say silently, I want to remember stillness. Make this request and let it go. Now ask silently, stillness, where are you? Just ask this question and then listen. If you're tempted to engage with your thoughts, just watch your breath. Watch it come and go, and come and go. Now, please take a deep breath, bringing it fully down into your pelvis, and then hold the breath as long as you can without struggling. And release it, making the exhale as long as you can without straining. Let's do this again a few times. Inhale deeply, filling your pelvic bowl. Hold the breath as long as you can without struggling. And then release it, making the exhale as long as you can without straining. Thank you. Hopefully, over the past few minutes, you made contact with stillness. You felt that it resides in you, and hopefully you have at least an inkling of the knowing that it's always there, that it's always available. If necessary, you can peel away the layers of noise that made it difficult to access it. But over time, you'll find it possible to more and more readily connect with stillness, even amidst the noise. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and perhaps set an intention to keep this stillness with you. Even as you get up and start to move, even as you go about your work and interact with others, and even an intention that you'll silently pass it along, to those you encounter. Be well.